This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good guys on the radio, it's 7 after the hour. Yes, we are. I don't refer to Jennifer and Victoria as guys. That really bothers me, actually, when you go into a restaurant and the waitress says, hey, how are you guys doing? And I
all I say.
Look around. Yeah. That's all you say, yeah.
I'm a geyser. Hi, guys.
You're a geyser.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Yep. I'm a girl geyser. I'm a girl geyser watching guys go by. So, hi. It's the. I did say it was the DJV program already, right? See what's going on. The folks at Google are buying a big office building in New York City, Jennifer, $2 billion. And I was thinking about what they're doing on Pico in Westwood, taking over an entire mall and rebuilding it. I think they both spent about the same amount of money. And so,
fair to say they're not strapped for cash, right?
Right, not strapped for cash. How did Google, I guess that is a very good question. How did they capture the imagination?
Let me Google that. Yeah. And I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now everybody uses my friends make, killed encyclopedias.
Yeah. My friends make fun of me because I don't remember a time that's pre-Google. And then a friend of mine was like, you don't remember Netscape? And I was like, oh, yes,
oh, yeah.
I do.
I remember going to the library using the card.
Yay! Pad,
finding something that would answer
the
my
Dewey
question.
Decimal System. Ooh, hooray! Okay, so let's think about this for a moment. Putting into context Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, the amount of the economy, what do they contribute to the economy, what do they suck out of the economy? What is America without Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, etc.? And then I think about specifically, as I look at this with Google, I don't know much about Facebook and the real estate holdings and where they all are, because they're probably remote here, there, and everywhere. Apple has a physical presence in a number of places. But Amazon, I just was telling Victoria during the news, there's a large commercial office. It's like a big campus. And the fellow that runs it, they were high-tech people that sold out and got hundreds of millions of dollars. So they've used that. This family's used the money to buy up a lot of commercial real estate in what we call Metro West, which is where I am, west of Boston. So these guys just sold a 6.5-acre campus, that's what they call them, has a 200-and-some-odd-thousand square foot building on it that was built 24, 25 years ago. And Amazon is going to tear that building down because it's not suitable to rebuild for a warehouse. So they just tear it down and put up a new building. And then I thought to myself, okay, well, there's a big, huge warehouse being built in Hartford. There's a huge warehouse being built in Brattleboro. There's a huge warehouse being built up in Nashua, New Hampshire. These people are building these warehouses. And then if you drive out on Sunday, I had to go to Western Mass to pick up some equipment for the farm. And I'm in a reasonably rural area, and I'm seeing Amazon trucks, the smaller vans and the bigger vans, all over the place. I mean, they're everywhere now. It's like, and the trucks, the 53-foot trucks that are hauling things back and forth from one warehouse to another, they're all over the highway. And so one of my points, I guess, is in short time, this company has, it was 20-some-odd years ago, people laughed at folks who invested in Amazon. The company had lost money for the first, 15 years or so of its existence. Lost big. And it'll amount to something. And it did. And has. And so these places that are being built, the office, we worry about what's going on. If people are going to work at home, is that going to kill office space? Well, in this circumstance, it's not office space. It's warehouse space. But it still is space. Apparently, the soaring real estate demand has, in this circumstance, helped an otherwise sort of bleak reality because the banks are not having, you know, their employees are flexible. They go home. Lewis, your husband does. We do. We work. The radio world works from home now in a lot of circumstances. So why do you go to New York? Why do you go to Los Angeles? Why do people still want to have offices in these big, expensive cities? Why? I guess
Google's answer. Yeah. I mean, Google's answer is that they want a big presence in New York City because that attracts a better workforce.
Yeah.
And so that makes
that
sense.
True? You think it does? Yeah, okay.
For tech, I think for tech and for finance, I think, yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, you know, because they can pay a higher salary. It costs a lot more to live in New York. So, yeah, you're going to be drawing, your pool of potential employees is going to be a lot more qualified and, you know, higher levels of degrees or experience based on whatever, you know, if it's media or tech or, you know, or finance. That seems to be the three big ones.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, excuse me, going to work for them. Okay. The United Nations having their opening session this week in New York. The fact that Joe Biden really didn't say much to scold the Chinese. I don't know if there's any big surprise there. And
well, that kind of wasn't the point of his speech, though. The point of his speech was diplomacy. So to come out and also in the same speech, you know, bash one of the nations doesn't really seem like that would be on brand.
I think what people were looking for is using our relationship and saying we need, at this time, our globe is being challenged by multiple threats.
Yeah.
We've got problems in the Middle East. We have problems in Russia, problems in Iran, problems in China. Now, we know he's not going to say anything about the Middle East because he just screwed that up. We know he's not going to say anything about Iran because he's desperate to make a deal with them. But the fact that he didn't really mention Russia and China, I mean, if Trump had mentioned Russia in his speech at the UN, people would have said, oh, that's proof he's in bed with them. Well, I said the same thing about Joe Biden. Not mentioning China tells me that he's in bed with them. And by the way, Hunter Biden's emails, what?
What do you want to hear?
Hunter Biden's emails.
No, I want to go back to...
To what?
That exclamation that you started.
Oh, I don't remember. But I'll say that Hunter Biden's emails, and everybody goes, oh, those were, you know, they were just verified by Politico yesterday, in which Joe Biden says 10%, or excuse me, Hunter Biden says 10% for the big guy when he's talking to his friends over in China. So it's a very real concern that this family is somehow profiting from that relationship. And if that's true, then maybe is that the reason why we're not getting a response on COVID? Is that the reason that we're getting kind of weak sauce at the UN?
Well,
it's something to investigate.
It's a big day for the Taliban because they've nominated an ambassador to the UN.
Woo-hoo! Can you imagine?
That's it.
It'll happen.
Now, will they have recognition, actually? What kind of a joke is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. That was part of Trump's deal. Ask him.
What?
He's the one who negotiated all that.
It'd
yeah.
be pretty crazy to see the Taliban sitting in the UN General Assembly.
Taliban. Yeah. I'm not too excited. Well, listen. Okay. Remember the old commercial for American Airlines? We're American Airlines, and something special in the air was the rest of the tagline. I always used to sing it, Jennifer. Remember? We're American Airlines, nothing special in the air. So
you know,
they made
forgotten
deals
until right now, but now I remember.
Now I remember. All right. So American has managed to screw up pretty much every. And I say this. Being a 2 million-plus-mile user of American and having hundreds of thousands of miles, all that stuff, because they provide me with a service that I want. Mostly, I fly from Boston to Los Angeles, and they have the best schedule, so that's why I use them. Do I like them? No. Do I think that they have the best airline in the world? No. But they sucker you in by, you know, giving you various ways to have status and get upgraded.
Did you just turn into Luigi?
How's that?
They sucker you in.
They sucker you in. Well, they do sucker you in.
Mamma mia.
Anyway, so they've made a deal. They took over TWA 20-some-odd years ago and promised everything, and they ruined all the employees and the airline and St. Louis, which was one of their major hubs. They had New York, San Francisco, and St. Louis. With their hubs, they ruined them all, and they put a lot of their people out of business. Anyway, so now they want to make a deal with JetBlue, and they actually started it last year. And if you go to American Airlines to book a flight from, let's say, Boston to Los Angeles or New York to Los Angeles or Boston to Miami, you'll see a code share. There'll be half the flights run by American, half of them run by JetBlue. And the reason that they wanted to make a deal with JetBlue is because JetBlue is basically a domestic carrier, even though they screwed up. They had a partnership. This the ethics of this. The JetBlue deal with Aer Lingus was to have Aer Lingus use their terminals, and JetBlue would feed traffic into Aer Lingus, and they had a wonderful deal until JetBlue figured out that they could do it better themselves. So they literally screwed the Aer Lingus, and now are flying their own planes to Ireland out of the East Coast hubs, New York, Boston, etc. But apparently the people at Aer Lingus didn't see it coming, and all of a sudden one day the guy from JetBlue says to Aer Lingus, sorry, deal's over, we're going to run our own, you know, that kind of stuff. So now American and JetBlue make a deal basically for JetBlue to feed into the American hubs for overseas travel. And it involves hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people, 58 routes from airports in the Northeast, mostly, again, Boston and New York. The people, apparently the Attorney General says, this is a merger. And JetBlue and American say, no, it's not. I say it is. I know the guy, the MO of the guy that runs American is to get these people in. He did it with U.S. Air. He did it with Allegheny. He did it with America West. They make deals with him, and then they become dependent on him. His name is Doug Parker, and he is a cretin. And so anyway, they're all bottom-line guys. Let's do the things as cheap as we can. And you all know that if you see things going on in American planes versus American's the only airline that's taking all the entertainment devices out of the plane. Everybody else is putting them into the planes, but because it costs money to take care of them, they make you feel that it's better if you have your own devices. You don't want to use ours. Bring your own. So they don't have to put those things in the planes. That's the kind of thing that goes on with them. Anyway, as usual, American and JetBlue say it's better for the consumer because prices would be better. Do you know what a laugh, what a joke that is?
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one airline merger that's ever produced prices that were less than what you were paying before.
They all say that, so yeah.
Right. It's a big
I'm happy that this is being looked into before everybody's just stuck with it, you know?
Exactly. Me too. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exogen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Exogen is changing.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, and because Jay is dealing with family situations, Victoria and Jennifer will do a fine job here. I'll just sit and listen because they are happy to tell me that I don't have a clue when it comes to a lot of this stuff. Although I think I know when I'm looking at this story about Willie Garson, who is somebody who's been a character actor. If you Google him and look at his face, you know who we're talking about. He's been in countless television programs and movies. Apparently, though, most people remember him for his role in Sex and the City. So what's the scoop, Victoria? You've been following this.
Really sad and very shocking. I just, you know, when this hit my phone, this blew up the alerts and his death and his sudden passing. No one saw this coming. He was only 57 years old. He apparently had been quietly battling cancer for a while. And so the most shocking thing for fans of Sex and the City, of course, he played Stanford Blatch, who was the gay socialite who was Carrie Bradshaw's best friend. Also, they called him Stanny on the show. And then he ends up with Mario Cantone's character, Anthony Marantino. And so they've been together. They got married in the second movie. And so he's just had such a huge presence on the show. And even the new reboot, which is called And Just Like That on HBO Max, there was Mario and Willie Garson. They were filming just weeks ago. And so Michael Patrick King, who's the creator and executive producer of Sex and the City, he said that, you know, behind the scenes, he was very ill, but still just gave it his all in those scenes that he was filming. And he must have known that he wouldn't, you know, make it through the whole season. So I'm not sure if that was taken into account when they wrote his script or if this is a surprise to the cast as well. But lots of tributes pouring out. He had been on so many other shows: White Collar, Hawaii Five-0, Quantum Leap, Girl Meets World, Mr. Belvedere, Just Shoot Me, Big Mouth, Supergirl. I mean, he has 170 acting credits to his name going all the way back to the 80s. So
yeah, and as I said, he was he had an interesting role, his character interesting on The Blacklist. And speaking of The Blacklist, this is an interesting, I was just talking about Dick Wolf and all of that. Was that on the air or off the air, by the way? That was on
off
the air,
the
wasn't
air.
It? Was it off the air?
Yeah.
Okay. I was talking about the FBI shows that are now on Tuesday night. And they CBS gave Wolf 3 hours, the complete program schedule for Tuesday, with a bunch of FBI shows. And he controls Wednesday night on NBC with all the Chicago shows. And the number one show, actually just behind NCIS, or it certainly is in the top five, is Law and Order SVU. And now there was Dick was trying to get, they have a, that, the new show with Christopher Maloney's character coming back. So they changed the lineup on Thursday. So the Blacklist goes first, then it's SVU, and then it's Maloney. I thought that was kind of...
Do you know what's really funny? Whenever you talk about TV shows or a TV show, I feel like I need, like, a map.
Yes, 100%.
I don't know why.
Thank you.
The reason like I bring it up in part is because we all keep talking about everybody. Look at the Emmys the other night. Excuse me. There wasn't one network show. Excuse me. They won anything. And
I think that's going to change next year because of the pandemic. Streaming services had a lot of stuff to pump out, and networks didn't. I don't think that's a permanent thing.
Yeah. Maybe you're right about that. I hope that my son...
Plus, the networks are focusing more on dramas, which is too bad because I like the half-hour comedy, but maybe that'll help.
But they aren't funny anymore, Jennifer.
I know.
Yeah, speaking of that, Al Franken...
You're right, Doug.
Al Franken apparently is going to launch a new comedy tour. I thought this was going to be a TV show, but it's called The Only Former U.S. Senator Currently on Tour Tour, which I'm sure he should never, we all agree that he should not have gotten gone away.
Nope. There anyway, was no due process at all.
Nah. He's going to take shots at Mitch.
He got taken out by people in his own party.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenges in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. The debt ceiling will be raised, as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
A body found in Wyoming over the weekend is that of Gabby Petito. Homicide is the cause of death. The search continues for her lifelong sweetheart, Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The United States will donate an additional 500 million doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to developing nations around the world. Reuters journalist Jeff Mason on MSNBC says millions around the world need the vaccines now.
The United States is moving to give boosters to Americans who have already become or are already fully vaccinated when there are millions and millions of people around the world who haven't had even one shot. So I think what the president and what the White House want to do today at the virtual COVID summit that he is hosting is say, look, the United States is setting the example. Yes, we are vaccinating our own people, but we're also donating lots and lots of vaccine to the rest of the world. And doing that now with adding an additional 500 million doses to the already 600 million doses that they had announced before. But the criticism is not going to go away. I mean, this will certainly help the world to deal with the pandemic, but it's September of 2021 now. These doses aren't going to get out until January at the earliest. And as we both have said, a lot of people in other countries, poor countries, middle-income countries would like to get shots right now.
The announcement will probably be later today as the president convenes a virtual COVID summit to the United Nations General Assembly from the Oval Office. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Where'd that music come from?
I like it.
Really? Oh, that's special music. Okay. It's the DJV program. Hi. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to bring the universe to your ears, if you will. Apparently, California now has the nation's lowest virus transmission rate. Jennifer, it is the biggest state in the country as far as population is concerned. It has substantial coronavirus transmission declines, which I find interesting.
And guess what they're going to celebrate with?
What?
Mandates! More mandates!
Uh-huh. It's here for the mandates! Yippee!
It's so crazy how so many states are just, every state is so different, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, so there are states that really didn't even get COVID the first time around a year ago, or more than a year ago, and now they're the ones with doctors and nurses who are just, you know, desperate with overspilling of ICUs, and it's horrible. And then in states where we got hit really early, like New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts, where you are, you know, we're kind of, I cautiously say, we're starting to kind of come out of it. We also have high vaccination rates in our states.
Yeah,
and that makes a big difference, too.
Yeah. Okay, we were talking
back and forth. It's really strange because you would think the weather would determine it a little bit, but like California had a surge at the beginning of summer, and now that started to peter out a little bit. It's really interesting because you would think it's when people are more shut down and less outside, but I guess maybe conversely, because the weather is nice, people are more outside and spreading things around. Who knows?
All right, Jennifer, I'm going to come to you on this because I don't quite understand.
How can I help you?
Come to both of you. because Victoria is a techie sort of expert, and we talk about hacks all the time in our technology report. Apparently, there was a huge breach by one of the hacker groups, the one that's done the most damage, called Anonymous.
Yeah.
Which has exposed a lot of the extremist groups and how they operate online. And I wonder what that's, the left-wing news media says that it's embarrassing for the far right.
And I know, and I was trying to read through it and try to figure out why it was embarrassing. But
well,
because their information, because names that had been hidden are now exposed. So it's embarrassing
the
for a lot.
I'd never even heard of these people. Who were they?
No, the individual people. The reason that, it's the individual people behind the Proud Boys and all those crazy right-wing groups. They had been hiding behind, they were literally anonymous before this hack came along. They had been anonymous and had been allowed to remain anonymous. So you could have a regular day job, and then you could be, talking about overthrowing the government, and they were completely protected until this breach came along, and Anonymous is one of the biggest hacking groups out there.
Yeah.
And they're equal opportunity hackers, believe me. They're not just going on principle and going after right-wing groups. They hack anything that they can. And so this is the embarrassment part of it is because now individual names and contact information has been exposed. And like any hack, your personal information has now been exposed. So
okay,
that's
so
the embarrassing part of it.
Another hack. Applicant tracking system software used by 75% of U.S. employers to help filter job candidates apparently has been hacked. They're rejecting a lot of qualified job candidates by mistake. I don't know. I use the term hack. I don't know. These are programs that are used by employers. I think we advertise for a couple of them here. Don't we? Isn't Indeed one of these? One of these hiring.
So what's the issue? So they're saying that they're not scanning people's resumes properly.
Yeah, millions of candidates. This is
well,
a
that's
study,
not good in a job right. shortage yeah,
no.
situation.
Titled "Hidden Workers, Untapped Talent," delves into how leaders can improve hiring practices and improve diversity and that sort of thing. The software is used by 75% of U.S. employers to help filter job candidates, and according to this, 90% of employers used it to filter the rank and rank these are middle level jobs. But apparently it didn't work. So, you pay that money for the stuff, and it's supposed to let you, if you're an employer, indicate what you need. Like, what do you need for a degree? What do you need for certification? What do you need for a license?
Yeah, there's screening questions. I just did a whole thing with Indeed. There's screening questions. I didn't choose to use them because I like to screen people myself, but I guess some people probably do.
If you're a large corporation and you've got 1,000 or more applicants, per position,
which
happens all the time, especially in media jobs, then those are the companies that are really scanning these types of things and using that. It's probably an algorithm that's just gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that is really unfortunate if that many people are applying for jobs that they're qualified for and they're not really getting any.
Companies like Walgreens. I was looking at the people who. There are 26 million people between the first of the year and now that file for unemployment in this country. Can you imagine? That's like a fifth of the workforce. And the virus, we all know, screwed things up. So now the people that want to get on. Anybody use LinkedIn anymore? Does that have value?
Absolutely. It has more value probably than ever because you can be – they have settings now where you can have your profile and you can actually – if you don't want your boss to know that you're unhappy at your job, you can actually – there's a privacy setting where you can allow recruiters to know that, yes, you're willing to look elsewhere, but you don't want to have it advertised on your homepage. And I mean, my husband gets approached for jobs all the time on LinkedIn.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, I mean, they have recruiters and they have people searching through resumes and stuff, so it doesn't always mean it's a good fit or the right fit, but yeah, it's a tool that a lot of headhunters are using.
Finance, tech, education, customer service, Those are where the big jobs are. Customer service, there's no such thing. That's an oxymoron. Customer and service don't go together, as far as I'm concerned.
To laugh, though, because right before we left for our vacation, I had to run into Best Buy, and I had to get a new phone case. And within 30 seconds of being in the store, I had two different employees ask me if I needed help.
And I just always think help?
I always think of Doug, because Doug is like, well, I mean, they were just being really helpful, and I actually did need to be pointed in the direction to save time of where I need to go. But, yeah, I mean, Doug's Best Buy must be the worst one in the country, because he never has anything nice to say.
All right, so here are the companies. This is a service. One of the things about this program, I'm happy to have you learn from us or hear from us or get the help or just ideas. The companies that are hiring right now, FedEx, looking for 35,000 people. Pizza Hut, 30,000 people. Kroger, 20,000 people. Walmart, 50,000. Ace Hardware, 30,000. Lowe's, 30,000. Walgreens, 25,000. Pepsi, 6,000. Fidelity Investment is seeking to fill 2,000 jobs at the moment. Add those all up. It's amazing. And this is just a snapshot of the companies that are looking for people. These are big name companies, not to speak of what I was just saying. The millions of smaller jobs there are.
Yeah, the person I'm looking for at CRN, right. I mean, it doesn't even include those, but it's a huge amount.
And how are you trying? You just said you used Indeed.
Indeed and LinkedIn, actually.
You did. Did you find the person you're looking for?
This is no joke. As soon as the news started breaking at the end of August, it was very slim pickings early on.
Yeah.
During the spring, when I was looking for engineers, it was easy. I got hundreds of them. During the summer, I was looking for someone, nothing. It was like crickets. At the end of August, that's when I noticed things picking up. And it was because the headlines had come out that the extra federal benefit was going away. And I swear there is a correlation between the people who were applying and the benefits running out. Yeah, so, yes, I did okay for this time around.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, though, it was a lot of response.
Yeah. All right. James Bond, Daniel Craig, synonymous the last six movies, right? Hasn't he done six? Five? Six. Five or six. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And he's doing a lot of interviews now because the movie's coming out next month. And he was one interview that I saw, a couple of things came out of it. One of the things was his love and admiration, apparently, for the role. He seems genuinely sad not to be going on to another James Bond movie. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, why? And why are you not going to do another James Bond movie?
Physically, it's so much work.
It is.
Everybody always loves.
He's in his mid-50s.
Yeah, I'm just saying what I've heard. I'm not accusing, but you know, like there's a lot of these actors when they have to bulk up that much. You know, they do some roids. It's not healthy, and you don't want to stay on that for any long period of time.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, and a lot of people say that about Hugh Jackman. Like, well, why doesn't he do another Wolverine movie? Well, if you look at how ripped he was in those movies, that's not an easy physique to maintain.
No, you're right about that. I think and he's
not
a pretty
so hard
thoughtful.
For me. I mean, you just got to really put in the energy.
Good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations. He also said the next Bond ought to be a woman, which I thought was...
He said they shouldn't be... I think he said they shouldn't be a woman, right? And didn't he get criticism for that?
I thought...
Did I read it wrong?
Really? Well, maybe I read it.
I don't know anybody, honestly. Like,
I don't think...
If you're a real James Bond fan, and I am, I love... I've seen every James Bond movie, you know, going all the way back to Sean Connery. No one who's a real fan of the franchise wants a woman to be Bond. I mean, come on. We want to look at a hot guy.
You can have like Atomic Blonde, like Charlize Theron was great in kind of like that Bond-esque role. But James Bond, to appease the politically correct culture, I don't think needs to be. And by the way, Daniel Craig says James Bond shouldn't be a woman.
Okay.
But he said he hopes for a similar female-led action movie, kind of just what we said. So there we go.
Yeah. So somebody like, there's a black lady, I forget her name, who's in this one, who has quite a significant role.
Money, the girl who plays Moneypenny, they've given her a lot more of an action role.
That's who it is.
In the last couple, and she's great. I love her.
Right.
But Moneypenny is Moneypenny, you know?
Right.
Like, let's not get all the characters jumbled up.
Gemmed
like, everybody
up.
Has a character.
Right.
And the new, the rumor still is that is that it's Reggae John Page, who's from Bridgerton, and he would be phenomenal in the role of James Bond.
Yeah.
He's younger.
I like Idris Elba.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody loves him, too, but, you know, I think that, I don't know, it seems to be skewing towards Reggae John Page, so we'll
really?
See.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, James Bond out in a couple of weeks. This is the DJV program, the Zodiac Magic franchise that we've created. I have with a couple of important people, astrologers and psychics, lots and lots of people. This was actually one of the, I give Victoria credit for this, a lot of this, because she's into it, as am I, and we decided instead of doing a radio program, we would do a specific podcast that focused on the outlook for the next week. So every Sunday, you find a new Zodiac Magic at Zodiac Magic show. Go wherever you get your podcast, you can find it there. This week, we're obviously focused on the equinox. Or equinox, some people call it equinox, some people call it equinox, but we go into fall and the moon and what that is doing to all of us. We all know the moon affects the tides, so to think that it doesn't affect you is pretty silly. And we talk about that, and then each day of the week what you can expect, and then psychic girl Mary O'Malley is in every week, and she has fabulous advice to give to people and takes... I usually give her a question a week to talk about, like, souls and were we born into this life at random or did we choose our parents and that sort of thing. So if you're interested and find that stuff fascinating, this is a good read. Actually, not a read, but it's good. Listen, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast, just look for Zodiac Magic.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Barking here. It's the DJV program. Our weekly visit with pet expert Warren Eckstein, who handles the chores of the pet show every weekend on a lot of stations, same stations that carry this program, carry him. And I would say that was good programming on the management of the station's part, both to have this program and Warren. Wow, what a bonanza. Congratulations, Warren, for being attached to me, and vice versa, I guess, right? You'd be nothing if it weren't.
I thank that every day, Doug.
Yes,
I thank every day.
Please do that. Okay, so a little quick note. I was talking about Daisy. Remember Daisy, the English bulldog that I have and have had now for 3 years. Rescued her from a puppy mill. When I got her, she couldn't walk. And she has gone through therapy and now tears around. And I had her. She was in one doggy exercise group, and now I've got her in another one. And she came home the other day, and she was fine. She was huffing and puffing because it was hot, you know. And then later in the day, she couldn't move. And it was back to the way, and it was really worried. I was worried because it was back to the way she was when I first got her 3 years ago. So I gave her a couple of pain pills, and she came out of it. But I wonder what goes on, even though you're not a pet vet, but you've seen a lot of this sort of stuff. I just don't want her to overdo it, but I think she needs to have a lot of exercise. So what's your advice?
Well, exercise is important, just as important for pets, even more important for pets than it is for people. But remember, we control their exercise. So within reason, nothing drives me crazy than seeing someone riding a bicycle in 85 degrees with a bulldog alongside them. So you've got to use common sense. But also, I'm going to brag a little bit. It's very rare that you hear me talk about my supplement. But let me just say, the brand new 4-in-1 supplement, it has glucosamine, it has chondroitin, it has everything you need to try to make sure your dog's hips and cats too, your dog's hips, joints, and are really flexible. And that's really important, because if they're not flexible, that's where the problems occur. So it's important, just like with us, if you're exercising your dog or yourself, to make sure you're getting the right nutrition, you're exercising at the right time, you're not overdoing it. Short periods of time for a dog with a pushed-in face is the way to go, and make sure they're on the right type of supplement. And that's what you really need to keep them healthy. Those bones need to be kept strong. Our dogs, the majority of dogs and cats in this country don't nearly get the amount of physical exercise that they need. And without the exercise, things happen physically.
Well, that's the, and then they don't last long. They get fat and lazy, and they don't move around, and I don't want that for Daisy, because she's such a wonderful companion and friend, and I owe it to her. I do give her, actually, when she goes out at night, we have our pee and poop walk, and when I come back, I give her hugs and kisses, and she looks upon it as a treat.
You know, well, our dogs, too. Yeah. Both of our dogs get hugs and kisses every day, and they love it. It's a total treat for them. We trick them.
but it's also very good, as Warren just pointed out. And he's not one to brag about his stuff, so I'll do it for you. The formula that you've come up with, two different formulas, by the way, one for cats and one for dogs, all the minerals, all the vitamins that are needed. The glucosamine is very important for their joints, et cetera, et cetera. And so if without question, this is the best vitamin-mineral combination for your dog. And Warren also takes the profits from Hugs and Kisses, has created the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. So he people give to the fund, takes profits out of his company, gives it to people in need or dogs and certain causes. So I think that for all kinds of, all of the right reasons, you want to try Hugs and Kisses. There's an online store, hugsandkisses.com. You can also get it at thepetshow.com.
They can go just to Amazon. Actually, I'm excited about this, Doug. We're now a choice at Amazon Prime, so it's available at Amazon as well. So you can get it anywhere, dog or cat. It's the right thing to do. We take supplements ourselves. We need to give them to our pets.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we jump to can we jump to Mulu?
Mulu! Okay, this is silly. Go ahead. Help yourself.
I read this, and your perfect face popped into my my image, which is not always a good thing. But anyway, Mulu. Researchers found out that toilet training cows is possible. You know, a lot of people complain about the green effect of the flatulence of cattle.
No, it's all nonsense, by the way. That's completely nonsense.
Anyway, researchers have found cows can be taught to use a toilet, which they say could help farmers reduce water contamination and greenhouse gas emissions. So, Doug, I expect to see you out there a little bit later walking your cows and just saying, go, it's time, poop.
Well, he's got a whole bunch of babies now. He can train them all.
Victoria was on the farm last week, Warren, and she saw the small calves, and she saw the big cows, and saw the goats. None of them have particularly good toilet habits. They just kind of they go where they want to go and do what they want to do.
So, just like living in Southern California.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to throw that in, guys.
The Mulu, courtesy of Warren. Don't forget Hugs and Kisses, hugsandkisses.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.